Book distribution and traveling Sankirtan parties. Regarding the tour of North Dakota, this is a nice proposal. So, if it is practical, it will be very nice for you and your wife. Only thing you have to do is rent a station wagon so you can travel, sleep, and cook there. Keep with you 4 or 5 pairs of cymbals, 1 harmonium, and 1 mridanga. One of you play the harmonium, one of you plays the mridanga, and some persons in the audience can play the kartals. In this way, you can perform nice kirtan. Subal met me here in New Vrindavan and described this plan, but I do not think it is mature yet. But when some arrangement is done, you can accept it. You have suggested that Nanda Kishore and his wife join you, but how will you manage with 2 pairs of husbands and wives with the $350 per week? The program is very nice, and if you can make it practical, I have full support for it. This is a good opportunity for spreading our philosophy and Sankirtan. I understand that you and Himavati have gone already to Vancouver, and I'm expecting a letter from you as to your report in this connection. Srila Prabhupada letter to Hamsa Duda, 17th of June, 1969. Regarding moving with Sankirtan party as Kirtananda Maharaj is doing now, it will be another impetus for pushing forward our mission. Please do this business very nicely. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also did like that, and he presented himself as a merchant in Krishna consciousness, selling the transcendental commodity in exchange for eagerness from the people. If people simply become faithful to the understanding of Krishna consciousness, that will be the price for our transcendental commodity, Hare Krishna mantra. As you are having many engagements, it is very much encouraging. The clippings you have sent are very nice. You are going to about 12 colleges in different places, and that is very much encouraging also. Srila Prabhupada letter to Rupanuga, 29th of March, 1970. The moving Sankirtan party was programmed long, long ago, even when I was in India. When there was talk about our preaching amongst our godbrothers, I used to say to my godbrothers that when I would begin preaching, I shall take 2 trucks, one for Sankirtan party and one for carrying requisites, and I would go from village to village throughout the whole world preaching Lord Chaitanya's message. So the time has come, as per my dream, by the grace of Krishna, you are carrying on this program. Please therefore organize this moving Sankirtan party as you are already doing from one school or college to another. If we can rightly impress the Krishna consciousness idea in some intelligent student's heart, it will be of great service. Perhaps sometime after, I will request you and Kirtananda to go to India and execute this program in the student community there. Srila Prabhupada letter to Rupanuga, 27th of April, 1970. I am negotiating with a gentleman in India to get the management of a very old Radha Krishna temple, and if this negotiation is successful, we will organize a very nice preaching center in the center of India. From this part, any side extreme boundary is not more than 1,000 miles. I think that will be a very nice preaching center. So try to recruit more members of our society, because we have to open many centers, and from each center we shall organize this moving Sankirtan party. That will be a nice program for executing the will of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I am very glad to learn that you are visiting the near about centers. Keep them alive by such visits. Srila Prabhupada letter to Rupanuga, 27th of April, 1970. So your idea of having a large boat traveling from city to city is very encouraging. So if you have got means, then go ahead and do it. Krishna conscious men aboard ship and chanting Hare Krishna is a very nice program, and the coastal people may take advantage of this transcendental vibration and be benefited. So do it cooperatively with Hayagriva Prabhu, and let me know of your progress. Srila Prabhupada letter to Abhiram Das, March 5, 1971. Your program of traveling in a van from town to town and distributing our books and literatures and having street Sankirtan sounds very encouraging. So you can go ahead and do it with my full approval. So if the management of St. Louis Temple will be maintained nicely, then you can go ahead. The small deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can go ahead with you on tour. That will be nice. This touring program, going from town to town with the Sankirtan party and distributing our literature, is our real program. So do it enthusiastically, with determination, and surely Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will bless you more and more. Srila Prabhupada Letter to Vamanadeva, August 31st, 1971. I beg to acknowledge receipt of your letters just now received by me here in Calcutta and describing your plans for traveling Sankirtan party, and it is very much encouraging news for me. Shalabhati Prabhu said that this was her long-cherished dream. It has been mine also. If there were three or four such traveling parties, it would be a grand-scale propaganda. So do it with great enthusiasm, and surely you will have the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And wherever you go, if there is good response, you can try and open a center there. This is first-class scheme, and surely will be the greatest show on earth. Srila Prabhupada Letter to Kirtananda Maharaj, 6th of November, 1971. You may organize your traveling party on the lines of a festival which moves from city to city. And if there is good field, a camp may be set up, and you may carry on with our Hare Krishna festival as long as there is a good response. In this way, you may move from country to country as weather permits. And you can equip yourselves to be completely self-sufficient, sleeping, cooking, and everything. This program is very, very pleasing to me. Srila Prabhupada Letter to Krishna Das, November 30th, 1971. I am especially pleased that your traveling Sankirtan party is being organized nicely under your supervision and that it is meeting with good success. This traveling Sankirtan party in buses carrying tents is very encouraging. It should be continued all over the country. Srila Prabhupada Letter to Kirtananda Maharaj, 12th of December, 1971. Your songs and poems are very much liked by me. Shamasundar informs me of your proposal for a traveling party roving all over England and Wales, just like Kirtananda is doing in America. I think this is a good proposal, and you may compose many such nice songs for attracting the young people from villages and towns. I very much approve of such traveling Sankirtan party programs, and if you are able to infiltrate into schools and colleges for introducing Krishna consciousness and selling our books, that is also very nice. In this way, keep yourself always 24 hours engaged in Krishna's service, and very quickly you will advance to the highest platform of life. Somehow or other, Krishna has sent me sincere souls like yourself and others to assist me, and therefore there has been a little progress. Thank you very much for helping me to spread Lord Chaitanya's movement. Srila Prabhupada Letter to Kulashekar, January 10, 1972. The traveling Sankirtan party and teaching in the schools and colleges which you are organizing is excellent proposal, and I think that this is the best program for pushing on this Lord Chaitanya's movement. Simply traveling and preaching and infiltrating the schools where young boys and girls are interested to learn something which will satisfy them. In both activities, you may distribute many of our literatures, and that will please me very much. Srila Prabhupada Letter to Jagadish, February 5th, 1972. Also, your ideas for traveling Sankirtan party are very much liked by me. Here in Australia, they have got one double-decker bus like you have seen in London streets, and they have painted it very brightly, and as it moves, there is Kirtan party chanting very loudly inside, and on top floor, there is sleeping space and kitchen. On the whole, it is so nice that I am suggesting Dayananda that he supply you and Krishna Das with information how you may purchase such buses in London and drive them all over the European continent. And these Hare Krishna movement buses will make us famous all over the world. I am enclosing one photo of their Australian bus in Sydney. Srila Prabhupada Letter to Hamsa Duda, April 2nd, 1972. As far as staying in some boy's apartment, this is permissible if everyone in the house agrees to follow the principles while you are there. There is no smoking, no drinking, etc. You may also install a small altar there with a picture of Guru and Gauranga and the spiritual masters there and perform Mangalartik every morning and hold classes, etc. Under these circumstances, you can live in others' apartments. The point is, we must not lower our position, but we must educate others to come up to our standards. Srila Prabhupada letter to Satsvrup, 10th of February, 1973. As far as your attachment for attending the deities is concerned, by no means this can be considered material attachment, but this is our real desireless state, to be always engaged 24 hours in the service of the Lord. But if the facility for serving deities is not there, then we should not be discouraged. This is real detachment. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was touring all over India, he did not bring the deities with him. So in our traveling and preaching, deity worship is not essential. But if it is done nicely, it can be a very attractive aspect of our preaching work. Srila Prabhupada letter to Sudama, 16th February, 1973. Your plan to get a large vehicle for traveling with built-in shower, kitchen, etc. is approved by me. But you should try to get new, because the old ones are always needing repair. We have seen by practical experience. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Hari Dayananda, 10th of May, 1973. You are setting a very good example in that you yourself are going with the traveling party. The Vedic concept of the commander is that he must be in front in the fight, not that he sits back behind the lines. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Jagadish, 23rd of July, 1973. Regarding your contemplating opening new centers, I have felt the pulse of your country, and that is that wherever we open a small branch, it will develop. So now you have to train our men so that the possibility for such opening centers will be good. As soon as you have the qualified men, then you can open a small branch. But the traveling party is most important, even more so than the new centers. The traveling Sankirtan must go on. Srila Prabhupada letter to Jagadish, 23rd of July, 1973. To install deities in a moving vehicle is not very good. There is always danger of falling and breaking. Sudama already has experience of this. Why is deity worship being introduced? It should not be introduced because it is very difficult to maintain the standard under such circumstances. If you have a picture of Guru Gauranga, that is sufficient. You are wondering if you did the right thing by giving the deities to Sudama. So the answer is no. The deities may be brought back and worshipped in the temple as before. The idea of traveling Sankirtan is to distribute books, not to do deity worship. It is very difficult to maintain the standard of deity worship in the temple. How will it be maintained in a truck? Another thing is that opening temples should not be encouraged at this time. Subal did the same thing in Santa Fe years ago. Why again he is doing the same thing? Hansa Duda in Germany, instead of increasing the temples and deity worship, he has increased the Sankirtan parties. He is running on 8 new buses and distributing large quantities of literature. This is more important. Neglectful deity worship means offense. So make propaganda in this way, but in the bus there should not be deity worship, simply the picture of Guru Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada letter to Jagadish, 15th of August, 1973. I am happy to note that you are traveling and preaching. This process was also practiced by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the beginning of his sannyas life, he traveled all over India for almost 6 years, and my Guru Maharaj also traveled. Similarly, I am also traveling. One thing is that I do not know how practical it is to carry deities in the truck. By the jarring of the vehicle, there may be some damage, and also I think that it is not possible to keep the top standard of worship, cleanliness, punctual offerings, etc. We must be very careful about deity worship. If it is neglectful, then it is very offensive, and that will not help us. We should not do it simply for show. My suggestion is that all our buses should be outfitted with a picture of Guru Gauranga. That will be quite nice. Main business of traveling buses is to distribute books profusely. What do you think? Srila Prabhupada letter to Sudama, 28th of August, 1973. Regarding the Regina Temple, if it is already open, then maintain it. Otherwise, we should not open more centers at this time. Especially in the smaller cities, it is better to go there with traveling Sankirtan parties. That was my point. And the deities in a moving vehicle, it is all right provided they are cared for properly. So do the needful. Everything has to be done expertly. That is my point. Srila Prabhupada letter to Jagadish, 31st of August, 1973. My sanction for the deities in the touring van is still there, but I have heard that sometimes the deity falls down, so these things are objectionable. Touring and book distribution side by side, this is the main business. The general public will not be very much interested to see the deity. It is our personal business. When you contact with the masses of people, Sankirtan is the main business. So considering all these points, you do the needful. I have no objection. Srila Prabhupada letter to Sudama Maharaj, 4th of September, 1973. To be stagnant is not good. Just like I am an old man, but I am always traveling. Srila Prabhupada letter to Hamsa Duda, 12th of October, 1973. As for the deities of Gaur Nitai, yes, you may take them on traveling Sankirtan and worship them. Please keep me informed of your activities. Srila Prabhupada letter to Pushta Krishna Maharaj, 27th of April, 1974. I was extremely pleased to hear your report from your traveling buses. It sounds as if your program is very, very wonderful, and I am very encouraged to hear that such a program is coming along so nicely. I am glad that you have understood the importance of my books. Therefore, I am stressing it so much. Let everyone take these books. If he simply reads one page, then he is getting something substantial, a real eternal benefit. Or if he hands it over to his friend and he reads one page, the same result is there. So continue these festivals constantly and make them all Krishna conscious. Overflood the whole country by this preaching work. Let the whole United States become Vaishnavas. Then everyone else in the whole world will follow. That is my real ambition. Therefore, your program is very glorious. This is real preaching. Your intelligence is being properly utilized. In the beginning, you took up the distribution of Bhakti Godheads, and you sold the most. Now you have taken up this van program, and you will also be successful in the same way. This preaching spirit will make you recognized by Krishna. There is so much wonderful potential in the USA for this type of program. So organize hundreds of such parties. This is fulfilling the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am very glad to hear that not only are you maintaining such a program, but that you want to expand it. Yes, this is our philosophy. Anandam Buddhivardhanam. It means to expand or to increase. Therefore, I strongly urge you to double your program by getting 3 more buses if you can do it. There is no difficulty. BBT will help. I have written Hamsaduta one letter to give you the loan of $30,000. BBT means 50% is for printing books and 50% for construction of temples. So your buses are all moving temples. Don't worry. There will be no scarcity of money. Go on with your program and increase more and more. In the end of your letter, you mention that people are not very much eager to go to temples, but with your program, you are bringing the temples to the people. Yes, this is a very important point. You have picked up the idea very nicely of bringing the temples to the people. In this way, you will give everyone the opportunity to step in the direction of back to Godhead, back to home. So you and Vishnujan Maharaj and all of your nice brahmacharis continue strongly with great enthusiasm and determination to spread this Krishna consciousness movement all over your country, and Lord Chaitanya will certainly be pleased with you. Srila Prabhupada letter to Tumal Krishna Goswami, 28th of December, 1974. Regarding the bus, now I am serious to purchase one bus at least, and I have secured money. So arrange for this immediately, with the help of Sridhar. We do not want the seats. It should be vacant. As such, the price should be reduced considerably. Guru Kripa Swami will go to India to lead the party, but at least 6 Indian men must go with him. As soon as I return to India, I shall take up this bus Sankirtan very seriously. Srila Prabhupada letter to Giriraj Das, 4th of February, 1975. Your proposal for traveling and distributing books all over India is very good. Krishna will bless you with his mercy. Take books and sell and spend for your expenses. Srila Prabhupada letter to Abhinanda and Gopeshwar Das, 23rd of June, 1975. Tripurari Swami is starting his bus preaching program, and you are required for this purpose. You are a good preacher. I very much like these bus programs. They are greatly increasing the scope of our book distribution, and many new men are being attracted. Srila Prabhupada letter to Bhagavat Das, 5th of July, 1975. Concerning your idea to go port to port by ship, why waste time and energy? Don't spoil money purchasing a boat. Port to port, we can go by airplane. Srila Prabhupada letter to Tulsidas, 22nd of October, 1975. I am glad to note that you are taking out the traveling party. I hope that you have good success. Just do everything very soberly. Regarding the instruments, stringed instruments are Vedic, but the real Vedic instrument is mridanga and kartal. Anyway, you have to do according to the time and circumstances if you use those other instruments. So you have got my approval, and you can go on. Srila Prabhupada letter to Bahudak, 10th of November, 1975. Yes, begin the bus program village to village, distributing kirtan, prasadam, and books. That will make our foundation strong. Srila Prabhupada letter to Hamsa Duda, 29th of January, 1976. The bus program is a good idea. Srila Prabhupada letter to Bajhari and Mukundadas, 26th of February, 1976.